is the UR Business Network.
Welcome to the Medical Travel Show on the UR Business Network. This is Irving Stackpole, and I'm here today with my co-host, Elizabeth Ziemba.
Thank you, Irving. It's great to be here with you. On the Medical Travel Show, we explore all aspects of the international medical travel sector, including the experiences of patients. Why do people travel away from their home countries to other destinations for medical and dental care? How do they decide where to go? What are the positive and negative experiences they have? We're going to be talking with a couple who are going to share their stories with us about receiving dental care in Mexico. Joining us from Chile, British Columbia, Canada, are Ken and Carol Purvis. Welcome to the Medical Travel Show, Ken and Carol.
Thank you.
Well, it's a delight to have you here, and I'd like you to share with our audience, I know they're interested, what led you to your decision to travel for dental care?
Well, a couple of years ago, my husband received a diagnosis in his dental needs that was way above and beyond our financial ability to pay. And so my husband is a transplant patient, and I had a kidney transplant about 16 years ago. And so any medical care, dental care, is quite important, and we needed to make very careful decisions on this, but also financially we couldn't afford the thousands and thousands of dollars that we were needed to pay. So over the last year or two, we started to hear things, because we live in Kelowna, way up, you know, northern southern Canada, but we heard from a lot of our friends who are snowbirds who go down south to Arizona in the winter. We heard a lot of friends talk about their dental work that they've been getting done in this little village called Los Algodones, just 11 miles south of Yuma, Arizona. And the more we talked to them, the more confident I felt. My husband was a little leery because, you know, being a kidney transplant patient, you guard your health tremendously.
Sure.
So I was looking online one night, and this little pop-up came up, and it was from Dental Departures, and it was a little ad. So I thought, why not phone them? So I did, and I talked to a woman. Her name was Jane Parker, and I think we must have talked for an hour and a half. She made us feel very comfortable. We asked her many, many questions. She had been down there. She knew the total situation with Ken's health. And my husband then at that point felt completely comfortable in going forward with this idea. And knowing we had waited a year or two, we knew we needed to get this done as soon as possible. So the decision was made, and we, thanks to Dental Departures, they got a hold of Sani Dental, and they made all of our appointments for us. We booked our travel arrangements, and including flights, and what they proposed our expenses might be without seeing us. It was way less than a third of what we would have paid for dental care up here in Canada.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So then off we went. It was the end of October, and we were in communication with both Dental Departures and Sani Dental. They texted or emailed us to say they were ready to pick us up at the other end. We flew down there right to Yuma, and we were picked up at the airport by the Sani Dental bus, and they drive you right through the border and right to their little hotel that they're related to. We, unbeknownst to us, we got for every $2,000 of your dental work, you get 3 days at the hotel.
Oh, wow.
And even the hotel was only $35 a night. It's the only hotel in Los Algodones, and it was a delight. It was so quaint, so Mexican, so clean. We were very nervous. You can understand that. And the night we got there, we were just put in a room we didn't really care for in the beginning. And so I marched downstairs and asked if we could be put in a little better room, which he immediately did. And so that kind of, you know, tired all day from traveling. So we go out and explore the hotel, and I'm a little cranky, I'm a little irritable. And this couple was sitting down in the courtyard, and after 2 hours of sitting with them and listening, they'd been there a week. This was about their third or fourth time to come to Los Algodones. We were so convinced that we had made the right decision. They'd had excellent work done. They were they had some very a whole lot of work done, and they came from Minnesota. So we went back to our room that night just knowing we'd made the right decision. The next day, we didn't have our appointments till the following day. We wanted a day to just sort of explore the little village and go find our dental office and introduce ourselves. And they let us tour the whole place and gave us our appointment for the next day. And then when we went back to our hotel that night, what happens every night is all the people that have had dental work done that day, they all sort of meet around in this courtyard, this cute little courtyard with tables and chairs, and people had brought out the drinks they had purchased downtown, and we all sat around, and everybody would discuss what they'd had done, how many times they'd been there, where they were from. There were single women there who had come down the first time with maybe a partner, but they felt so safe and comfortable that they would come there anytime. So the whole joy of being there wasn't just that we could get cheap dental work, mm-hmm. but that meeting all these people with the same thing. They all needed dental work. They were happy to come there. It was, the sunshine was warm. The ambiance was just so cool. You felt so safe. It was just plain fun.
Sounds great. Dental work with fun.
Yes. Then we proceeded the next day to go down to our appointment. And what happens is they immediately x-rayed both of us. We didn't see a dentist at all. They just take you in this little room. You get completely x-rayed. Then you wait a little bit until that's all completed. Then you're taken into an office, both of us together, and there's the main dentist, and then there's somebody who helps interpret. And so, first of all, they started with Ken, and we expected Ken to have about $10,000 worth of work done in Mexican standards. And they told us that Ken's jaw had deteriorated, the bone had deteriorated so much that he no longer was a candidate for implants, and that dentures was his only way out. Mm-hmm. So when we expected his work to be $10,000, full upper and lower dentures and 7 extractions was actually only $800.
Oh, my.
What a difference. So I was sad for Ken, but we knew that, you know, we did wait a long time, and this was the way to go. And they comforted us by showing us the new dental materials that are used, since he had dentures. He had had upper dentures for many years, and they were just really knowledgeable in telling us what he would be facing. So then it was my turn. I was expecting to go down for a cleaning, maybe a couple fillings, because I hadn't been to the dentist in about 3 years. My story was a little different here, I guess, because I grind my teeth. Apparently, I have these tiny, tiny fractures in my teeth that weren't weren't a problem at the time, but could become a problem 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. And they said, if you want, we'll just fix those ones and crown the ones that we see could be crumbling. But if you'd like, the major, we could crown all of the ones that are split. And the total of that was going to be $6,000. Well, I looked at my husband and I thought, you know, if I was at home and I had to wait a year or so and I had my first emergency at home, there would be $2,000 right now, crowning and capping and root canals and whatever.
Sure.
Let's just get them all done. So that's what we decided. I was going to get all the teeth that showed hairline, and there were 16 of them.
Oh my goodness.
So we sat, we went back outside, or out to the office, and they called each one of us in. Ken went upstairs, and he proceeded to have 7 extractions, and of course they put a temporary plate there, and they called me in, and I was in the chair for like probably 5 hours, maybe 6 hours, and it was so comfortable. They froze me, and I must be an anomaly, but I had no pain.
Wow.
I had no pain, and they proceeded to grind all of my teeth, well, all the ones, the 16 of them, right down to little triangular pegs. It just happened to be Halloween, by the way. So I went out into the
treat candy for you.
Yeah. I would have scared any little kid that came near me. I actually went out into the, on one of the breaks, I said, listen, I got to go to the bathroom. So I scooted out and I quickly got on the computer and took a picture of myself and sent to my family, you got to see this. And then, you know, I don't know how they do it, but the dentist, a young, beautiful lady, I'm staring into her eyes for 5 hours.
Right. You know them well after that.
And they worked so beautifully. The confidence she had in her hands, just how she held my face and did her work. I mean, you could just tell. And I was able to just completely relax. There were no frills in the room. There was no TV on the ceiling like there is at home. And there was no spittoon, or there wasn't even pictures on the walls. But you know what? It's like they were really there to do business and not to entertain us. I ended up leaving about 4 in the afternoon with these fake little plastic things on my teeth that looked like teeth, actually. They looked better than my regular teeth. They were just temporaries.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken came down. Of course, he was in pain. He had 7 extractions. He also came down with some temporaries. And we went home that night, and absolutely, I had no pain. It was different with Ken. He did experience your normal pain no matter where you went. Again, we met with our group of people that are now becoming friends, and everybody was in a different state of discomfort. But you supported each other, and it was just the coolest thing. We all ended up wandering the little village. Everything shuts down at 4 o'clock, so we wandered around looking for places that were open, and just had a blast together. Actually, there were 7 of us, and it was just so much fun. I mean, you all were there for one reason, and so you just didn't matter what who you were, what you did, you were all just united, and it was really fun. So then the next day, we both go back in. I had a couple, 3 hours in the chair. I actually don't know what they did that day. They put the false teeth back in, and I went home. And then the third day, we had off. I guess that's the day when all of the labs did the work. They were busy preparing the teeth. And then the fourth day, I was in the chair for maybe 3 hours, and they put all 16 absolutely beautiful teeth in my mouth, and I walked out of there brand new mouth, 16 beautiful new crowns, and Ken walked out with his full, complete dentures. And I am one of the rare ones, I admit, that had no pain, not even when they put the new teeth on. Apparently, even the dentist was surprised, because when they put the cement on to cement your crown on, it's often a little painful. But for some reason, I just had no pain. So for that, I'm really grateful. But we were just jumping with joy, foolish with joy, because not only did it not cost us what we thought, we had taken down traveler's checks, $7,000 worth of traveler's checks, and thought, well, we'll just put on Visa whatever the rest is. And our bill coincidentally came to $6,900.
Perfect.
Uncanny.
Yes, yes.
So, and we made good friends there. We made email acquaintances that we're going to stay in contact with. And now we had to go back. Just last week, we were back down to Los Algodones. This time, we took a friend who hadn't been to the dentist in 25 years.
Oh, my.
And she came out with 28 crowns.
Wow.
Her whole mouth was, and she had three root canals, and it was a huge job. The reason we were going down is because Ken had to have a reline, which is normal when you get dentures. You wait till your teeth heal, and then you have to go back to the dentist and get a reline. So when I didn't even have to go, but I love the place now so much that I went anyway. So we took our friend because we had told her how great it is, and she's a single woman and didn't want to go by herself. So we brought her with us, and she is absolutely delighted. We had lots of fun, more fun than the last time, because I didn't have to have any dental work done.
Right, right.
And, you know, the people there, they're so friendly. I have to tell you this one story. We were on our way back to our hotel, which is only two blocks away from the little village. And a man that was in construction, he was building this dental office, new dental office. And he called us over, and he says, in his broken Spanish, he says, "I want to thank you." And I said, "Well, what for?" "Thank you for coming to this place, because without you, we wouldn't have jobs." Oh,
how lovely.
It was really neat to hear that. Yeah, it was really neat. So, yeah, that's our story. The second time we flew into Phoenix and rented a car and drove down just for a new experience, and left our car on the other side of the border, and it was completely safe the whole time. And, yeah, we just came home a couple of days ago.
Sounds great. So, Ken, if I may ask you,
Yes?
are some of the takeaways that you have from this experience? What advice might you share, or some stories that you'd like to?
That's a difficult question. Well, like Carol said, I was very leery of even going to Mexico, because I have a suppressed immune system, and so I'm susceptible to different diseases like colds and flus and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, and so, you know, I'd heard, you know, people getting sick in Mexico or you know, from the water or different things. And, so I was a bit leery, but after talking to Jane, Parker at, dental departures and realizing how many people go there, how often people go, and no one seemed to have had any real serious illnesses of any sort. So I discussed it with the nephrologist that cares for me on a monthly basis, and he said, "No, just make sure you have some antibiotics before you go." So Yeah, and I can repeat everything Carol said as far as how well we were treated and how wonderful the people are. We just loved the people in the little village. I mean, it's a tourist village, and tourists is their life, I guess, but they're just wonderful people.
I want to thank both of you for sharing your stories with us. It's really extraordinary what you've been through and how wonderful the results have been for you. And now you've shared the joy with a friend of yours and created some economic benefit for this little town in Mexico.
Yes, yeah. And I must say this about the dentist that cared for me. He was very, very concerned that I was happy. Through the interpreter, he said, "I always want to do my best work, and I want you to tell me if you think this is my best for you." You know, and that's unusual. I don't think I've run into that before.
No, that's terrific. Well, you've been a delight to talk with, Carol and Ken. I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Medical Travel Show. This is Irving Stackpole. You have been listening to The Medical Travel Show on the UR Business Network. Thank you for listening.
This is the UR Business Network.